Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Rosary, of course, is one of the most powerful forms of combat, that is, in the sense of it is one of the most powerful weapons in spiritual warfare. But in order for it to be as powerful as possible, we ought to make sure that we meet the conditions of prayer which will aid in the efficacy of the Rosary. One of the first principles that we must always keep in mind is that no prayer, not even the Rosary, is efficacious unless we are in the state of grace. Now, it is true that God can hear the prayers of pagans, but not because of the nature of the prayer and not because of the fact that they're not in the state of grace, but because out of a certain contriteness, if they are contrite or if they do it the right way, God can grant it. But He is not obligated to do so. And as a general rule, it appears He does not. So what does this mean? It means that we have to be in the state of grace if the Rosary is going to merit anything whatsoever. It is a common misperception in the Church today that one can be lacking sanctifying grace, and yet God will still hear his prayers. This is, of course, religious ignorance, but it is completely false. So you must be in the state of grace, that is, not having committed any mortal sins since your last confession. The next is that your prayer, when you say the Rosary, ought to be done with the right virtues. That is, it ought to be done with humility. God does not hear the prayers of the proud. And so if you're going to have your Rosary be as efficacious as possible, you must be humble, and you must work on humility, even in praying the Rosary for that virtue, but also, for example, doing the litany of humility outside the context of the Rosary, so that when you say the Rosary, it will be more efficacious. St. Thomas says that our prayers must also proceed from devotion. And by devotion is meant not some sentimental, sappy emotion, but rather from a volitional, that is, in our will, we desire to render God his due. And in doing that, that is a real desire to render God his due by saying the Rosary, it will become more efficacious. Next, we must pray with confidence. That is, we must trust that our Lord will grant us the favor which we ask in petitioning through the Rosary, as well as Our Lady granting what we ask if we say it with confidence. The last is how we pray. Now, in the context of the Rosary, this means that it must be done in a proper meter, not too fast and not too slow. St. Thomas says that if you say prayers too quickly, then people don't have the time to incite the proper devotion. But if you say them too slowly, then it becomes too burdensome given man in his current state, that is, in the state after the fall. That is, it just becomes too difficult for us to sustain it. And so the prayer must have a proper meter. It must also be said in the proper way regarding the virtues, as I mentioned, but it must also be done, but also you have to keep in mind that you should pray the Rosary according to the formula that the Church has set out. Now, I'm not going to say too much about the luminous mysteries, which perhaps is another issue for a homily a little bit later, but it seems to me, just as an initial note, that we should really pray the Rosary as it was intended by Our Lady when given to St. Dominic. And as a general rule, the Fathers of the Church say that it is a matter of impiety to want to change the customs and the rules and the traditions which has been passed down by our fathers. But the point is that if you pray the Rosary according to the 15 decades and you say it devoutly and say these things properly, then the Rosary will be a great weapon. And it'll be a great weapon because of the merit which arises from it. It is a most powerful form of prayer, and as a result, it can merit the greatest of things. It can merit people's conversions. It can merit the destruction of vice in our own life. It can help us to build virtue. If we're struggling with a particular kind of sin, some type of mortal sin, then in point in fact, it will help us to overcome that. They, of course, always say, because the Rosary is so powerful, that somebody will either give up saying the Rosary or they will give up their mortal sin. And you can also apply this to venial sin. But you cannot do the two together, that is, commit mortal sin and say the rosary at the same time, that is, in the sense of during that same part of your life consistently, without eventually the rosary overcoming the sin, or you will give up saying the rosary. We must also pray the rosary consistently, and by that we mean daily. That is, Our Lady said that he who recites the rosary on a daily basis, it is a sign of predestination. And so because we desire to have certitude about where we are going, that is, in our spiritual life, praying the rosary can give us some of that. Of course, we can't have absolute certitude, but it can give us some of that. And it'll also be a sign of humility. That is, if we're saying the rosary consistently, God will send us an indication of what the truth is, which ultimately should be not for our pride, because ultimately we can't even fulfill the devotion of saying the rosary daily without His grace. Rather, what it'll be is a matter of humility, recognizing that we could not fulfill this most great devotion without His grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.